LegionairesGunshop.com. Check out the pictures there. You're going to like it, especially World War II buffs. If you're a World War II buff, you don't even have to guess what that is. You know what it is already. Now, hopefully today, I will have time to go over my gun training segment. Will be on home defense guns. I wrote this article in 2008. It applies today like it did back then. So hopefully this week number three I'm trying to do this, but we got so much going on in this show, I may pull it and do it next week. It all depends. We'll see what happens. Now I'm very excited about our new segment being done by the Cameron Police Chief. That's Randy Dixon. He's been in law enforcement for a long time and has volumes of good information to give out. And that segment is called The Voice of Law Enforcement. You may have heard him on a previous interview talking about this section. Now, The Voice explains why things are done the way they are when it comes to why the law does what it does. So this should prove to be very informative when listening to him. He'll be on at about 11:05. Now, my special guest today will be Eddie Knotgrass, the owner of Progressive Protection. I've known Eddie for quite a while, and he has provided security systems to many people in and out of our area. I'll be asking him questions that can help you and me to better secure ourselves and our property from theft and damage. My other special guest will be Rick Dyer, owner of ProTec Rustproof Bags. I had a long interview with him a few weeks ago, and he's actually here on site. He brought some of his product. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't experienced these bags, you need to check them out. They're cheap, and they are not cheap in the sense that they do what they're supposed to do. Okay, so with that, we're going to go right now into our license to carry segment. Once again, we're here live at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Sooner or later, I want to get Aubrey Sanders, the promoter of this gun show, to get on. He's kind of busy right now, but we'll have him pop in when we can. And I've got to show you a beautiful gun that Master Engraver Sean McVicker did. We're going to get him on here, too, probably about 10, 15 minutes, and show that. Once again, go to AaronsGunShop.com. We're streaming live. And you can hear us the audio, and you can watch us streaming live on the Facebook page. Now, let's go to license to carry. Last week, we talked about the different ways to use force. Today, I want to discuss with you the levels of force. They are reasonable, if they're force, reasonable, necessary force, and deadly force. And I've talked about these before, and I'm going to do so again and again in the future, because it's extremely important to know, God forbid, if you're in a threatened situation, what level of force you're legally allowed to use at that particular time. Now remember, everyone, if you get caught in the net, and by that I mean the court system, the court doesn't like to lose. And since that is the case, you better know what you're doing before you do it. So first I want to show you a gauge that I drew showing the different levels of force. So instead of hearing what these are, you can keep a mental image in your head. Then I'll read from our workbook, The Use of the Three Forces. And I'm having a little reverb in my mic. If you guys want to just check it out, see if there's something you can do on that, unless I'm too close to the mic. But ladies and gentlemen, let me show you. If you go to AaronsGunShop.com and go to the Facebook page, we're streaming live. I'm going to show you something. And this is the force levels. It's kind of like a gasoline gauge. The left side of the gas gauge is empty. The right side is full. And the middle, of course, is halfway. Well, I changed it around. The left side has the letter F. And that letter F stands for force. And it goes up a third of the way and comes into the barrier of reasonable and necessary force. And then it goes another third of the way, and then the last third is deadly force. If you can burn this image into your eyeballs so that whenever you come up to a situation, you can look upon the situation and say, hey, where do I come in on it based on the elements and the factors that are going on? Do I immediately go to deadly force, or can I just get away by using force? And the way we figure that out is we got to first learn the definitions of what those are. So I'm going to read from our trusty little workbook again, the definitions of force. Actually, this page is a very important page, so I'm going to read the whole thing. Are you capable of using force or deadly force for self-protection? Before we can do that, we've got to figure out what they are. So the first definition I'm going to read is the definition of force. Force is resistance that in its actions alone will not cause death or serious bodily harm. So if you looked on my gauge, pulling it out again here, you see that the force goes from the left side up to about a third, and there's all these different things we can do in the force level area that do not cause death or serious bodily harm. The next one is reasonable and necessary force, and that is the minimum amount of lawful aggression sufficient for self-protection or protection of a third person. So somewhere on this gauge, if you're looking at me online, in the middle of the gauge is reasonable and necessary force. You need a little bit more than force, but less than deadly force. And deadly force is force that is intended or known by the actor to cause, or in the manner of its use or intended use, capable of causing death or serious bodily injury. Now, let's give a couple examples, a few examples here. If I'm doing force, what's the minimal amount of force I can do besides running away? That would be a verbal command, like, stop, don't do that, sit down, put it down. Verbal commands. Command authority, that would be a minimal way of doing it, and that's based under the definition of force. But let's say that doesn't work. We're going to go to reasonable and necessary force. Maybe I've got, Sean, you stay right here, buddy. We're going to be talking to you in just a second, okay? And we go to reasonable and necessary force, and that could be like a push, where you're holding somebody down and restraining them. Or we've got to go all the way to deadly force, and deadly force can be anything. It could be a pencil in your ear. It could be a gun being shot at you. It could be anything like that that can cause or is intended to use known by the actor to cause injury or death. Okay, so those are your three forces. You need to learn them because when you're on the street, sometimes you don't have to pull out your gun to shoot somebody. You can just say, hey, stop, don't do that, and it's going to work. Okay. Now, we have a class coming up on the 16th of this month, a license to carry class. Those are few and far between. We've got so many other things going on, so I squeeze them in when I can. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the license to carry page, check it out, and sign up for that class there. We've got all sorts of details. But that's our license to carry segment. There's so much more that goes with it. And we can talk about that during the class. Now, while I got you here, Sean, come on over here, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to show you something. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page, and Sean, can you put this headset on for me? Well, he's doing that, I'm going to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a beautiful gun here, a nice Colt that was all messed up and pitted and ugly looking and blue. And if you can see it here in the video, Sean McVicker, that's McVicker, singular, not with an S, okay, he polished it all up and he took out all those bad spots and he made this gun look absolutely beautiful. Sean, welcome to the program, buddy. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Sean, I talk you up all the time to everybody. You just do a beautiful job, beautiful work. And what do you got here? You're going to give me a certificate of authenticity?
Well, this certificate of authenticity guarantees that my work as a master can't be copied.
Fantastic. Let's turn it around. Let's show everybody what it looks like.
Oh.
Can you see that, everybody?
It means that the gun will be completely original.
You will never reduplicate it to somebody else. That's right. I've got the one and only gun like this, and it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. He puts his initials on it, the whole works. And you can get a hold of him. And Sean, what's the best way they can get a hold of you? Or they can come out to the gun show. He's here today, right now, and he's got beautiful pieces, ladies and gentlemen. And Sean, don't you have different levels? Like if somebody just wants a little something, it doesn't cost that much.
You can do it in a grade. A, for instance, A, as in the factories. In the old days, you would go to Browning's or Colt or Winchester. But your father is buying you your first gun. So A would mean you're just putting your name on it. B, of course, would progress to a little bit of scroll work up to C, D, E, and F. And that's a completely covered gun.
So what am I, like an E to an F?
Yours is a little bit extended more because your gun is a restoration. Restoration means that I have to bring it down, right down to the bare. And the little potholes of rust have to be taken out, have to be cleaned, and then covered with scroll work so that it's completely indiscernible.
I'll tell you what, it's not the same gun, Sean.
Now you
it's
have the choice of you can get it gold plated, or you can get it chrome plated, or nickel plated, or blued, or black. It's up to yourself.
When I hit the lottery, we'll take care of that, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to come out to the Real Gun Show and check out Sean McVicker, Stories and Steel. Check him out on my website, link to him on my website, or go directly to it, storiesandsteel.com. Sean McVicker and his wife, beautiful wife Bonnie, they have beautiful displays, and they do fantastic work, and he's a great guy. He's got an amazing amount of history. He's just, if you don't do anything, he's a great guy to talk to. Come on out, check him out, tell him you heard us on the radio, and just strike up a conversation. They can start you from the lowest, like letter A, all the way up to E, F, G, whatever it is, and advance a gun. If you got something special, just want to put a couple of initials on it, or advanced, he can do it, and man, does he do it well. So, Sean, I can't thank you enough, buddy.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, okay?
Thank you,
indeed. All right, I got to cut you short real quick. We got to move on, so thank you. Okay, we're moving on here, and let's put these, I'll tell you what, if you can secure that for me. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our NRA segment. And in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Rifleman. And hopefully from these two stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. Depends on the stories. Now, if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one, because the more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop bad legislation. And these stories I'm going to read to you are from June of 2000. Now, I've got three today. First one is this. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you see my ugly mug. Hello, I'm looking at you right now. Okay. McMinnville. McMinnville, Tennessee homeowner Mark Haley awoke to the sounds of a break-in one Tuesday and went to investigate with a handgun. According to the Warren County Sheriff Jackie Matheny, the home invader had kicked in the basement door and was heading toward the bedroom when he met the armed homeowner. I told him to stop right there, but he took another step. Then I cocked the gun and told him to stop again. That's when he stopped, said Haley. He was about three steps away from my children where they were sleeping, so I knew I had a decision to make. All I could think of was the safety of my family. Haley held the man at bay until authorities arrived. My commentary. Mr. Haley heard his noise, heard his house breaking, being broken into. Sorry. Mr. Haley heard his house being broken into, and guess what? Guess what he did first? He armed himself. Very good, Mr. Haley. Lots of people in these stories go check unarmed first. Very bad. Don't do that. And two, if the gun doesn't scare the intruder, the sound of the gun cocking usually does the trick. And if that doesn't work, then pulling the trigger is probably next. Story number two, again from June 2000. Bob, how you doing? Troy and Marie Mathis arrived at their Forest City, Arkansas home one night and stepped from their car directly into a life or death scenario. According to police, two masked men appeared in the driveway and one pointed a gun at Marie Mathis's head in a robbery attempt. Troy Mathis fought back, pulling his own pistol from his pocket and firing once. The masked man then shot back. When the smoke cleared, the accomplice was gone and Mathis was wounded. The gunman didn't fare as well. He expired a short time later in a nearby vehicle. Reports indicated he had a lengthy criminal record and includes robbery, burglaries, and weapons charges. My commentary. I don't know if this couple has a good field of view or not, but always scope out the area as you're driving up to it to possibly see if there's anything out of place or suspicious looking. Nobody said if you had to pull a gun to defend yourself that you wouldn't be possibly shot either. It's like a knife fight. Fight with a knife and you're going to get cut. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, just because you got a gun doesn't mean you might not get shot. And story number three. Gerard Douglas carries his .38 caliber handgun for self-protection during the overnight shift at the Daytona Beach convenience store. The habit likely spared the 61-year-old clerk's life. According to police accounts, an armed suspect entered the store early one morning demanding money. Douglas initially thought the man was joking, but when he realized the order wasn't a gag, his resolve turned gravely serious. When the man set aside his gun to grab the box, Douglas, recalling a recent robbery that resulted in the clerk being killed despite handing over the cash, drew his gun and fired a single shot. Authorities later found the college student in his campus residence bleeding from a gunshot wound to the chest. My commentary. Although Gerard Douglas needs to be applauded, I want to definitely applaud the owner of the store who did not restrict Mr. Douglas's right to defend himself with a gun. There's an owner who cares more about his employees than cares about his insurance policy. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how irritating it is to me and how offensive it is to me for people to restrict my rights to stay out of a location or my employer telling me I can't carry a gun because of insurance. I'm offended by that. Although I will comply because I'm a law-abiding citizen, it offends me greatly. I will not do business with businesses that put up the signs. However, if I am employed, I will correspond to what I have to do. Anyway, that's the way it goes there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because time is thin here, I'm going to move right on and go into our pep section. And guys, get the video prepped for Cross-Eyed Bull. One of my sponsors here, Cross-Eyed Bull, Alan and Cynthia Lynch. They're the owners. And ladies and gentlemen, the wagon wheel. Alan is going to explain about some European and American wagon wheels and how they can be used for decoration or actual utilitarian purposes such as chandeliers, furniture, or accent pieces. The following is a pre-recorded interview I had at the Cross-Eyed Bowl, and we're going to play that in a minute, and Alan Lynch is going to talk about the Wagyu. Ladies and gentlemen, he has got so much stuff in there. You walk in and say, oh, I could do this with this, or this would look great there, or wow, I didn't know you could do this, or it just fits in perfectly with what I'm doing here. Check out this video. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. Watch the video. Listen to it online. Listen to it on your radio. Listen on yourself. Whatever. Check it out. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this show cannot stay on the air without supporters like my sponsors. Go check them out. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Go buy something from them. That can, instead of going somewhere else, support them because they're supporting me. And if you enjoy this show, I could use your support. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're live here at the Bow County Expo Center. It's July 2nd, 2016, and this is our inaugural, really our inaugural two-hour show. We're having a good time, lots of stuff going. Ladies and gentlemen, I like it when it's active. I like it when it's crazy. I like it when my clock, my time clock, does not follow what I'm doing. That means I'm having too much fun, and that's basically, actually, we're on time, but it's just a little crazy. I enjoy it. But today, I want to talk to you about WRBSales.com, another good friend of mine, Bill Vanlow, and sponsor of this program. And let me start it off with this. I'm going to read to you what his website says, because it's true. And he's here today. You need to come out to the Bell County Expo Center here at the Real Gun Show. And we'll get Aubrey Sanders on here, too, when he pops around. He's kind of busy. The WRB Concealment Center, you'll see the sign there at the as you walk in. But it's WRBSales.com. Eddie, what's going on? Good to see you. Glad you could make it. All right, WRB Sales, they take pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear and use only the very best materials in their products. They use 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, which is made thicker strands of the hardened nylon for extreme abrasion resistance and long life. Ballistic nylon when needed, which has a higher tensile strength than normal nylon to prevent punctures and tears. And they use heavy-duty number 9 YKK zippers for strength, smooth operation, and secure closure. Now, all the handmade high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee, and much of their gear has seen actual combat duty and has performed exceptionally well in adverse conditions. They're your one-stop shop, WRBSales.com, for firearm gears and accessories. WRB is the premium supplier of firearm gear, accessories, and more, and with years of experience, their engineers and designers have perfected the art of making top-quality accessories for professional and non-professional use. So whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, their products guaranteed to deliver even in the toughest conditions. They know the industry inside and out, and more importantly, they know what you want. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do, I want to talk to you about one of their products. Now, Bill Vanlow, like I said, I've known Bill for a long time, and he's very consistent, and he keeps growing and growing with better and better products. And I've got one of them here today, and it's called the Quad Case, the Ultimate Quad Case. And I'm going to have a partner help me out with this video. What we got here, I'm going to read to you off the website the description of this bag, and then I'm going to show it to you. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you get to see this, or later on, if you don't have a chance right now, you can check it out later. But this is a four-gun carry for handguns. It's perfect for the range, transporting, organizing, storage. It's closed cell foam padding reinforced with plastic, top and bottom sides, 2-inch carry strap with a comfort pad. It's got a large mesh pocket, removable self-divider, removable accessories and tie-downs, and it's approximately 4 inches high by 10 inches wide and 15 inches long. It comes in black only. Now, let me show you this, the overall package. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you're going to get into the gun game and start carrying multiple guns, you need to take care of your stuff. You want to be and scare the crap out of them in their gun range. This helps. Now, I don't want you looking sharp and not knowing what you're doing either, but this is a great bag. It's a ultimate quad bag, and it's really a lot like one of the bags I described before, but only a little different version, and on the inside, it's got a few different things. But it's made of the Cordura material. It's got the ballistic nylon. It's got the Velcro strappings in there. But check this out. We've got the two handles that you hold it that are Velcroed together. You undo the Velcro, and it shows the shoulder strap with the cushion pad that goes on it. What I liked about it, too, is the straps go all the way around for support as compared to just being stitched on the top. It gives support. Hey, partner, how you doing? Good to see it. I'm going to open it up, and right here, if you want to, you know, put your own little mark on it, whatever it is, zombie killer or zombie hunter or what are some of the other ones they've got? What's the one, the coffee place? God, I can't think of the name. Starbucks and coffee. Okay, they got the two number 9 YKK zippers. We're going to open it up. And it's going to show me, as I open it up, we've got the top layer. I've got my dummy guns in here. If you'll notice in the video, we've got the nose pouches for the muzzles of the gun. You slip the nose of the gun, the muzzle of the gun, into the pouch. And then these straps here that lock it down are actually, they peel off the Velcro and you can adjust it depending on the size of the gun. So here we've got two XD compacts in there, and we've got a magazine pouch that'll come out too with Velcro. So you got two on top, and then we've got the divider that actually comes out if you want it to. You can use it as a mat on the table to protect your guns. And once again, there's space for two more guns below, just like up on top. So this one can carry four of your guns, any configuration that you want. It's got the 2-inch high side walls that are stiff to keep its shape. It's got the Velcro bottom so you can adjust everything with these lockdown pads. And the magazine pouch, you can shift it any way you want. So if you got something else, it doesn't have to necessarily be four handguns. It could be some type of other weapon that you've got that will fit this configuration. Or maybe you just want to have it for one gun itself. But these bags are of excellent quality. And ladies and gentlemen, you can buy bags from China, or you can buy bags from WRBSales.com. If you want a bag that's going to last you pretty much a long time, this is the bag. This is the way to go. It's rock solid. Check it out. Bill Banlow, he is here today at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Come on in. Check him out. Say you heard it on the radio. Let him show you. He's got plenty of bags over there. I'm showing you the demo one right now. But check him out. You're going to like what he's got. And he's got holsters, mag pouches, bags, all sorts of other accessories, rifle cases, the whole works. So go check them out, WRBSales.com. We'll come to the Real Gun Show, Belton here, Expo Center, and check them out live and see all the other guns and accessories and all sorts of happy, good stuff we're doing here. All right, we're going to move on now. And we'll see the time clock here. We're going to go to our product spotlight. Another one of my sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, is ANC Firearms, and he's a very good friend of mine, Arch Koontz. This guy's been around. He loves guns. He's a gun enthusiast, and I've known him for, gosh, 20 years now. The guy is consistent. He's like a rock. He's consistently generous and helpful. The whole works. He's in there in Heidenhammer. If you take the exit off of Highway 36 between Rogers and Belton, I'm sorry, Rogers and Temple on Highway 36, take the Heidenhammer exit, go down to the first major intersection, and you're going to see the old brick building, which used to be a bank, and that's his business, ANC Firearms. Give him a call at 254-983-4417. But what we're going to talk about today is one of the great guns he has on the shelf, and you World War II buffs are going to love this. He's got the GSG ATI STG 44. And what I did was I went to and got an article written by, I believe it's the NRA here. Let me see what we got. AmericanRifleman.org, and this one's by Gil Horman. It's on the GSG Schmeisser STG 44 in 22 long rifle, semi-auto. I'm going to read to you portions of the article, and go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you get to see the picture of this weapon with the crate that it comes in. It's pretty cool. Now, recently, GSG launched the Schmeisser STG 44, a 22 long rifle look-alike of the Nazi Sturmgewehr 44. Of World War II, which was the first mass-produced version of what would eventually be known as the modern assault rifle, whatever, okay? Although the original STG 44 did not play a significant role in battles between German and American troops, more than 500,000 were constructed from 1943 to 1945 and deployed along the Eastern Front for use in combat with the Russians. The STG 44 fired the 7.92 by 33mm Kurtz, which was the shortened version of the 8mm Mauser cartridge. This gun and ammunition combined helped to fill the mid-range combat niche in the German small arms set. It provided an increased effective range compared to relatively light and handy pistol caliber submachine guns, yet it remained controllable during full automatic fire using the rifle cartridge. Capable of both semi-automatic and full auto fire with a detachable 30-round magazine, the STG-44 offered superior firepower to the bolt-action rifles in use at that time. It was dubbed the Sturmgewehr, which translates as a storm rifle or assault rifle. Now, German Sports Guns, GSG, known for producing high-quality replicas of machine gun platforms with legal-to-own semi-automatic actions, it goes one step further to separate its semi-auto replicas from the originals by chambering them for 22 long rifle rimfire cartridges instead of centerfire, pistol, or rifle calibers. As a result, shooters can enjoy the look and feel of the original firearms while taking advantage of the reduced cost and recoil of rimfire ammunition. The GSG STG-44 arrives in a wooden shipping crate reminiscent of those used during the war. The unvarnished pine box has row panels and a hinged lid branded with the gun's logo, which is a nice touch. Opening the crate reveals the rifle, a 25-round polymer magazine, and a bag containing smaller items such as the cable lock, manual, and chamber brush. And the rifle weighs 9.72 pounds, which is only a few ounces less than the original STG-44's unloaded weight. This replica mirrors the original assault rifle in appearance only, but it does a good job of it. It functions with a simple blowback action instead of a gas system. The sights duplicate the functionality of the original with a hooded front sight, blade sight and a rear sight assembly that is easily adjusted for height and windage. All right, now, this rifle strikes an enjoyable balance between a historically accurate rifle and a fun plinking .22. The accuracy and reliability are much better than one might expect to see in a novelty gun. It's not easy to construct a rifle that looks like one design while functioning like another, but GSG did a good job with this model. So grab a bulk box of 22 rounds and a sack of snacks and head out and spend an afternoon mounting a successful skirmish along the tin can front of the GSG Schmeisser STG-44. Here are the specs on it. It's American Tactical. It's the GSG Schmeisser STG-44 carbine. It's semi-auto and 22 long rifle. It's got a matte black finish. It's got a rib stock. Sights are a hooded fixed front, windage and height adjusted rear. Barrel length is 16.5 inches. Overall length is 37.2 inches. It weighs 9.72 pounds with the magazine in. Capacity is 25 plus one rounds or 10 plus one round mags. I guess they got those available. Rifle grooves are 6. And accessories, one magazine, wooden crate, chamber brush, lock, instruction manual, oil packet. And ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer has one. I don't see these very often. It's like I said, he's always got these guns that are hard to get or you don't see very often. But if you're looking for that type of gun for a great plinker, and ladies and gentlemen, I've sold and I've used many GSG guns, and they're very good. They're very nice. I've got one here on the table right now, 1911. But GSG is good quality. It's great. And it's very one-to-one scale to the original. So if you're into that kind of stuff and you like the STG-44 German assault rifle in 22 long rifle, you need to go to ANC Firearms. Call them up at 254-983-4417. 254-983-4417. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. Trey, if you're listening to me, let's do the long break. Let's take a three-minute break. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to actually do our gun training demo. So we'll see you on the other side. And don't forget, we're here live at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Come on and check us out. See you on the other side. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're here live. Today's July 2nd, 2016, at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on here. Lots of guns, leather, accessories, you name it, they got it here. Lots of people, too. It's pretty busy, and we're having a great time. Let me tell you about, get your pencils and paper ready, because I got a lot of upcoming events you need to write down, keep track of. Next Friday, July 8th, will be our next shoot-off competition, and that's a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it costs you $10 to shoot at my range for the whole night. On this upcoming Friday, you pay me $20 and you can shoot all night and enter a pistol competition to possibly win a Taurus Curve, okay? It's that simple. So all you people out there that think you're really good at shooting, I challenge you. I double dog dare you. $20, come on out next Friday. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the homepage, look at the top there at the link for all the rules and regs on the competition. July 9th, we're going to have a live remote at the Premier Gun Show in Waco at the Extraco Event Center on Bosque Boulevard. On July 16th, we're going to have a live remote at the ranch at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, KMIL Studio, right there in Cameron, out there in the parking lot. We have a live remote. I want you to come out, say hello. We'll be handing out some posters and calendars and all that kind of stuff. And I want to meet you, so come on out there and check us out. And that'll be July 16th from 10 in the morning until noon. And right after that, at 2 o'clock, we're going to be having a license to carry class. 3 miles away from that location at my gun shop and classroom facilities. So write that down or go to the website, aaronsgunshop.com, and check it out on the LTC page. July 24th, we have a home and self-defense seminar. Check that out on the High Cap Adventure page at aaronsgunshop.com. And things that we're going to be doing on that particular one will be things like mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling, reloads, point shooting, handgun round robins, room clearing, all sorts of good stuff. The room clearing is a lot of fun. People can get off on that part of it. It's a lot of fun. So check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com and sign up for that and become part of it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you have some land good for cattle grazing and are wanting to lease it to maintain your ag exempt, please call the number I'm about to give you. And we've got some excellent folks ready to lease today. Minor fence repair is okay. So if you got some cattle grazing land available and you want to lease it, call this number, 512-914-7110. Again, it's 512-914-7110. Now, let's go to our gun training demo. Finally, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, now I'm going to get to do it. There are so many types of handguns on the market today that it's almost impossible not to find the gun that is perfect for you. Different sizes, calibers, actions, sights, colors, materials, and prices make selecting a handgun as though you're a mosquito in a nudist colony and don't know where to bite first. That's how big the opportunities are, okay? What a problem to have. But what I want to read to you now is an article I wrote in April 2008 about selecting a home defense pistol. It's brief, but gets to the point of what to look for in a home defense pistol. And just to be clear, my view on home defense pistol is usually larger and a self-defense pistol, but now with open carry, little worry of having to conceal a weapon, a larger gun could be used for self-defense too. So let me read to you my home defense pistol that I wrote in 2008. I had a radio show, or I was on a radio show back then. I had a radio show about 15 years ago, so I've been doing this for a long time. I've got lots of notes, and I just pulled them up and read to them because they still apply today. But here's what we've got. The home defense pistol. There are many options for home defense, for a home defense gun. Pistols, revolvers, carbines, and shotguns pretty much cover it all. But what else do you need? Let's stick with the pistol. First of all, just for clarity's sake, a pistol is different than a revolver. Steven, how you doing? Glad you could make it over here, buddy. Say hi to the world here.
Hey,
everybody. First of all, just for clarity's sake, a pistol is different than a revolver. A revolver has a cylinder that rotates. All pistols do not. So let's say we buy a pistol for home defense, and that is the primary purpose. I must strongly recommend that the pistol you have for home defense has the ability to attach a light to it. Almost all new handguns or pistols have light rails that you can attach a very compact light to. When something goes bump in the night and you're scared to death because you think you know someone has just entered your home, you want to be able to have one of your guns on hand. And the other hand, you don't want to have a phone in. You want to be able to use your other hand, okay? You can actually manipulate the flashlight that is on your gun with your shooting hand, which keeps the free hand available to call 911. This is very important to remember. When seconds count, the police are only minutes away, which means you're on your own. It is so important for you, if you wish to have a gun for protection, to have the one that best works for you with a light on it and know how to use it. There is no room for error here. When the bump in the night happens, there is no time to practice. There's no time to get help. It's up to you and the training that you've done. If you fail to train, then you have trained to fail. Some people will say, well, if you use the light, then they'll know where you are. Well, to that I say, get some training and you'll know what to do. And come to aaronsgunshop.com, sign up for one of the classes, and you'll know what to do after you train. This is one of those things in life that can't be cut short. You're either prepared or you're not. It's better to have a plan and not need it than to have no plan and then need one. Guns and light have come a long way. There's something out there that fits everyone's needs. So find someone you trust who has experience and have them help you to find the best gun to suit your needs. And I'll be more than happy to help you. Just come on by and see us at the gun shop. Give us a call. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and we can help you out, okay? If it sounds like I'm distracted, it is, ladies and gentlemen. I got lots of people coming by the booth, and I'm trying to do multitasking here. So if you hear pauses, that's probably what's going on. But I'm here in full force. We're at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Come on by our booth. Say hello to the crew. Say hello to our sponsors, WRB. Say hello to Sean McVicker, who does the Stories and Steel. Lots of great stuff. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what. So we can ensure that we've got plenty of time. Trey, if you're listening up, I want to take another long break, and we'll set up our next segment, which is going to be the voice of law enforcement. We'll get right on track here. might actually give me a couple extra minutes to spare. And we're going to have Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon. Good guy. He's in studio now. And in just a few minutes, he's going to be coming on with his first report, the voice of law enforcement. We look forward to that. And Chief, we're probably going to give you about 10, 12 minutes on that. We'll be communicating via Trey as to when we'll have to go to the next segment. But I can't wait to hear what you've got to say. I'm sure the people can't either. So go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page if you want to listen. Or listen on 105.1 FM The Ranch. Check them out. And I think you're going to enjoy it. So, Trey, let's take a long break, a three-minute break. And when we come back, I'll do a quick intro for the Chief, and we'll get it going. Welcome. I got no sound. Welcome. Hello. Here we go. Hey, everybody. I love live. It's great. Welcome, everybody, to Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. We're live here at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And we've got a lot of things going on. We're having lots of people, lots of guns, lots of everything. Come on out to the Bell County Expo Center, to the Real Gun Show. Come say hi to us. Come say hi to the vendors. Come say hi to the sponsors, wrbsales.com. I got Rick Dyer here. He's going to be coming up in about 15 minutes after the Chief, talking about Pro-Tech rust-proof bags. Phenomenal product. They work. They work. Wow, do they work. Okay, so here we go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of deaf out over here. The way we got it set up, I can't really hear. So I can only assume that the Chief did a phenomenal job, like he always does. And so if you would, please go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, give us positive comments. All the negative stuff that you want to tell me, call up Trey in the studio and you can just tell him. Call 697-6633 and complain to him all day long. But for us, we want all positive feedback. Okay. All right, we're back here at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And I've got a special guest on here. And we are live on Facebook, our Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page. And I've got Rick Dyer, the owner of Pro-Tech, and you have to spell that for us in a second, Rick.
Okay.
Rust-proof bags. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Phenomenal product. I've been using it for years. It works. Rick, welcome to the program.
Matt, thanks. I sure appreciate you having me on.
It's always a pleasure. We had you on here, I don't know, was it about a month ago?
Yeah, it was 3-4 weeks, something like
that. And we had a good 30-minute or 25-minute interview. And
outstanding.
But I was able to get you here. We got products here. So let's do this first. Rick, tell everybody out there, we got about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Tell everybody out there who you are, what you've done, what you got, and we'll get into it in a little bit more detail.
Great, man. Again, just appreciate the opportunity to be down here. Came down to Belton for the show here for the 4th of July weekend. Remember that Independence Day and do all the good things that goes with that.
That's right.
But, I grew up in Pennsylvania a long time ago. Been around guns all my life. Actually got to Texas because of Fort Hood. So being here to Belton brings back some old memories. Nothing looks the same.
That's right.
But, it's still here. We're up in North Texas now. We're up in the Frisco area. We had the business in Houston for about half of our life, which has been about 10 years. We've been selling the product for about 20 years. Keeping everybody's guns protected from rust. And as you know, it does have a VCI.
Well, I'll tell you what. You and I know what we're talking about. I'm going to have to ask you basic rudimentary questions.
Sure.
First of all, what is a rust-proof bag? Talk to us about how it converted from the old-style Cosmoline of military grease to preserve a rifle to what you've got technologically now, which is an awesome product. So let's take that step.
Well, we did kind of steal a lot from the military. Not literally, but I mean, we took the idea of the no-rust bag. It's a polyethylene bag. Has VCI, vapor phase corrosion inhibitor. Military started using it, and they started replacing all of the guns they had in storage in all of their armories with the polyethylene bag. And it's got VCI in it, and they found that it does exactly the same job that Cosmoline did for it. But as soon as you take it out of that bag, it's ready to be fired. You have no cleanup whatsoever. As soon as you take it out of the bag, it's ready to be fired.
Let's clarify something from our last interview. The bag is the stuff. It's not coated with the stuff. It is the stuff. Is that correct?
Correct. It is in the polyethylene when it's extruded. Not on it. It's in it.
In it. So its vapors are penetrating the metal pores and sealing it up, right?
Exactly. The VCI has been around industry for 50 years, okay? But this was the first application that put it into something that made it so easy to use that everybody could jump on it. But
I got to back you up on that one.
Only the military really was using it. So we got into it and kind of established a customer base and found out that it is a product that can be used anywhere.
Now, let me ask you something so we can clarify it to the listener out there. If a listener buys a new weapon, sometimes, the majority of the time now, the long guns, they're in some type of bag. I'm assuming that's some type of copycat of what you're doing. I know I've seen some yellow-tinted ones, some clear ones, but I think the way that feels like powder coating on it almost is a protection. But yours seems to be way more advanced because, it is protection.
Yeah. So it's you will see some products coming through in bags. Some of those are just normal plastic bags. You want to get it out of that bag as quickly as you can. Some of the different tinted bags you will see out there, and most of those will have some kind of protection in. Because ours is the yellow. That's a trademark. That's a trademark that makes it the military spec. The military spec uses the yellow polyethylene 4mm VCI bag. That's what we sell.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off a lot because I get excited here. I want to make something clear. When you get a gun from a wholesaler or a retailer, it's under controlled environment conditions.
Absolutely.
So being in those bags, okay, it's not an issue. Your Pro-Tec bag, I know, because I've done this for years, over a decade now. Okay, over a decade, ladies and gentlemen. I've had these guns and these Pro-Tec bags under adverse conditions. You pull it out, it's like I just put it in the freaking bag. So it's like you're, in my humble opinion, and you'll probably agree with me, is superior to those types of bags. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And again, we went to the top end of the spectrum. It is the military specification, so there's no question about that. You can look at the mil spec, you can see what the military says about it. They will replace it after 5 years, okay? But they can't guarantee it's going to be kept in climate-controlled storage because they don't know what armory is going to happen to have that particular bag.
So their 5 years is a fail-safe.
Exactly.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I've got multiple bags way past the 5 year mark in the 10 year range, and it's just it's perfect.
Yeah, it's we hear that a lot, Matt. I will tell you that, but we do have customers come by. We do gun shows. We have an online business. We've got some retailers that handle the product, and the feedback that we get is phenomenal. I will tell you that in 20 years of selling this product, we have yet to have somebody come back and tell me it doesn't work.
I can't see how it could not work. It's just too good. I mean, you got to be an idiot to make it not work. I'll tell you what, though, Rick, just to make sure we get this in on time, you brought a box of goodies. Let's get this box here. Ladies and gentlemen, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and check us out. We're live right now, and you get to see some of this stuff. If you're not, you can check it out later. And, Rick, I think you're going to be talking about some giveaways here, right?
You bet. We've got a bag that we use. To kind of introduce you to the product, we'll give you one of these bags.
Let me put it in front of the screen.
Just come by here.
This is a small bag. I'm not sure what the dimensions are, but it doesn't matter. You can put anything in this bag to keep the moisture out of it. And you notice how it's got that yellow tint? And it looks like it's powder coated, but it's not because the bag itself is it. It just penetrates whatever it is. It preserves it. Is this okay for leathers? Is it okay for anything?
It's totally safe on leathers. Now, it's not going to protect your leather. This is a product for a ferrous metal.
Ferrous metal, okay.
But you can put anything into it, and it's not going to harm it.
Yeah, but because of the material that is vapor, the VCI that's going in, it takes away that moisture, which means it should be okay.
Not quite. It doesn't actually take away the moisture. The VCI actually comes out of polyethylene. It's a very, very thin film on the surface of the metal.
You're right. Yeah.
That's what protects it, so the water vapor can't get through that
film.
So if
it is vapor, it won't affect it.
Exactly. And that film is so thin, you won't see it, you won't feel it, there's no smell to it, you won't see fingerprints on it, but it is on the surface of that weapon, keeping water vapor from getting to the metal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot emphasize enough, I don't get excited too often on products. Hey buddy, what's going on?
Hey man, how
you doing?
Good to see
you. Yeah, he's around somewhere. This product is phenomenal. I can't tell you enough. When I get excited about something, I'll push it. If you don't have it, you need to buy it. Okay, so you've got a card, and it's Pro-Tec no rust bags, and you've got different sizes, different price. And ladies and gentlemen, the prices are ridiculously cheap.
All kind of sizes and pricing. For $5, you can keep your best rifle or shotgun protected for 5 years. That's about $1 a year.
Hold on a second. All you Harley riders out there, Rick, talk to you about the Harley riders.
Yeah, we're just at a gun show, and two guys came by, and we're kind of talking to each other. One of the guys says, "That's what you need for your Harley." Okay, so we did a little more talking and found out that, yay, verily, motorcycles rust, especially in the wintertime when people put them up. And in a garage where all the salt and calcium chloride is coming off the roads, the whole atmosphere in the garage is filled with salt, the bikes are rusting. So we did a few calculations about what size we needed, and sure enough, we can make a bag for a motorcycle. That's a bag that keeps all the bikers happy in the wintertime.
And can't you custom make bags?
Absolutely. We can make bags to fit over your reloading equipment if you've got on your bench. You don't want to take it off your bench.
What does it take for somebody to call you to say, I've got a special need? Can they just get one? Is it...
Absolutely. We can make you one bag if that's all you need. We'd sure like to make you more than that, but we can make one-offs because, you know, like reloading equipment, there's different sizes, different things that people want to cover. We make a bag to cover the top of a Craftsman table saw because table saws have a tendency to rust
like
on top.
Like the one in my garage.
Yeah, exactly. and we know how that works, especially from the coast. Okay, so we got a whole lot of people around the coast from Florida clear down to the end of Texas. So we got a lot of use of the product there.
Okay, before we run out of time, ladies and gentlemen, Real Gun Show, Bell County Expo Center, here at the Aaron's Gun Shop booth. I got Rick Dyer. He's got samples to give out. If he's not here, I'll be giving them out. It'll give you an example of what it's like. It'll give you a price list, so on and so forth. But Rick, do you have bags with certain types of closures? I know some bags don't have a closure, and you can just tell us how you do that.
We do. We have a Ziploc bag, which just makes it convenient to use. It doesn't give you any more protection than a plain end bag. You can just take it, turn it over two folds, and put a clip on it or a piece of tape or a cable tie.
And that's
or
very
a rubber
important.
Band.
That's very important to clarify because I did not understand that clarification. Because once you close the bag up, the bag's not meant to keep water out.
We do not try to fight the big problem of sealing it off from the environment.
Okay,
we don't try to do that. That's way too big of a problem to do.
What I would recommend, ladies and gentlemen, is after putting this bag, whatever it is in this bag, then maybe getting a watertight bag to keep the water out just to aid in it. But this bag is not designed to keep the water out as a waterproof bag. It's meant to penetrate your metal to keep the moisture off it from rusting in the ports, correct?
We will coat that metal and not allow water vapor to get to it. Therefore, you won't have any rust.
Give us an example of the price. Let the people know what kind of prices we're talking about.
Sure. Well, like I just said, for a long bag, for your normal rifle or shotgun, you're talking about $5. That's 5 years worth of protection.
Now, I've had mine for 10 years, and
okay,
it's just, I mean, it's brand spanking new, dude. I cannot emphasize that enough. It's like I just put it in there yesterday. So you divide that up by 10 years, it's cheap.
Yeah, there you go. And then a pistol bag, if you want a Ziploc, it's $3. A plain end bag is $2. So for, you know, 40 cents a year, you're keeping your best handgun.
And your pistol bag, the way I got it set up, you can have, you know, flip-flopping opposite ways. You get two guns in there, I think, right?
Yes, you can. The only thing, just, you know, watch from getting knocked together.
Right,
you can't help you too much with that. You're going to have to take your own caution there.
Now, here's another thing. Tell me if I'm wrong. I can get one of these foam-padded cases.
Absolutely.
And not worry about the moisture being sucked into the foam because I've got it protected with the Pro-Tech rust-proof bag.
You bet.
But I've got the cushion and the protection of the foam. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you put your guns in a foam box and put it away, don't do that. I am a perfect example. Put a gun in there a long time ago, came back out as a piece of rust. Do not do that. Don't do it. And even these wool-lined gun thing, it absorbs moisture. You need a Pro-Tec bag to square away your weapon to keep it from rusting up.
Yep. Get this bag right next to your metal, okay? If you want to keep it in a holster, put the weapon in a hole in the bag, then slide it back in your holster.
I've also used these bags for magazines, knives.
It you know, you can use it like a regular plastic bag. Okay, so but if it's a ferrous metal you're trying to protect, this is the product for you.
And what else can you tell us? What other bags you got there? You want to show it on the live feed here?
Yeah, some of the bags you'll see are our small put ups where we have it on just a pegboard rack.
I don't know if you can see.
There we go.
Got it?
But
okay.
On a pegboard rack, you might see these hanging in gun shops and stores. Any retailer will handle this product. This product, your clock starts after you take it out of this bag. Normally, we do gun shows. You pick them up off our table, you take them home, you use them. We don't worry about where your 5 years starts, okay? But this product is just sitting there waiting for somebody to pick up at a gun shop or wherever it might be in the retail outlet. If you buy them online, we will send them to you in what we call bulk.
Can I mention in what magazine it's most prominently promoted?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask that you do business with us, but go to his website and tell us your website.
You bet. It's www.norustbags.net. N-E-T, net. It's no rust bags, all one word.
Or you can go to Cheaper Than Dirt. If you get your Cheaper Than Dirt catalogs, which a lot of us do, you're going to see those rust-proof bags that you go, oh, that's a bunch of BS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not BS. It works. Get yourself multiple bags. Put everything in it. Put your wife in it. Preserve her, okay?
Well, that won't be one of our first recommendations, Matt, but, you know, I guess you could always kind of get to that.
Okay, well, I thought that's what you said. I'm going to put the blame on you, Rick. Okay. All right, let's see. We got a couple minutes here. What else can you tell us? Anything else?
Yeah, nothing other than you can just watch for us at gun shows. We're around here and there. We just got back from Virginia, being up there. We try to do some shows up there about 4 or 5 times a year. We're always in Tulsa, so we're always up there. So we'll be around for sure. And like I said, we've had this website going for 20 years. So we're not going anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You know me by now. If you've been listening, a faithful listener to me, you know me. I don't BS around. I only link myself up with the finest people who have the finest products, because I'm not going to put my name out there on something that's a piece of crap. This is quality stuff. Get yourself some rust-proof bags. Once again, Rick, the website?
www.norustbags.net. Remember the .net. Some people
miss
.net,
yeah. They always go to .com or something. And, .net.
And you can find it also if you just Google Protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-H-T. We changed that up just a little bit to make it difficult for you.
Okay, sounds good. Rick, I can't thank you enough for coming by the show.
Matt, thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you again and doing some business with you in the future. We'll talk. I'll be here for all day, so we'll talk after the show.
You know we'll be around. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, he's got some demo bags. Come on by the booth. Come to the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Come by the Aaron's Gun Shop booth, and we'll hang out some bags. No charge. It'll just show you. It's got a price sheet in there of all the different types of bags, but you get to feel it and all that. So we'll see you in a bit. Okay, now here's what we're going to do. We've got our next guest coming on in just a minute or so. It's going to be Eddie Knockgrass from Progressive Protection, good friend of mine, known him for a long time too. And when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to be talking to him for a good 25 minutes on all the stuff. So ladies and gentlemen, in the world we live in, we need protection. Eddie's got what it takes. So,
getting out to you live.
Welcome everybody. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. We're here again live at the Bell County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show. And you need to come on out here and say hi. I want to see you, see who you are. Say hi to us, show us that you're listening. Like us on Facebook, pump up those numbers. Okay, we got a whole bunch of good stuff going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, I got another special guest. And Eddie, come on over here. Say hello to the world. Eddie Knockgrass, owner of Progressive Protection out of Belton, Texas. We're going to be talking to him. Known him for a long time. Good guy. Totally into customer service. He'll make it right. I know he's come out and taken care of me personally.
Absolutely.
So let me talk to you here. This radio show is about guns, license to carry, awareness, preparedness, and security. And many more things above that, too, but the interview we're going to talk about, I'm going to speak with Eddie Knockgrass, the owner of Progressive Protection in Belton, Texas. And I've known Eddie for some years now. And I know this will be a great interview for you, the listener out there. So we're going to be talking about a bunch of things here. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie's got things for everybody. And what I want to do, I want to start it off by reading to you his bio, a very short bio. And then we've got some questions that people on the internet have asked. I'm going to be asking some questions. And I know you got a lot of things that you're going to talk to us about, too. We're going to be talking about 20, 25 minutes. So.
Sure. Sounds great.
Now, Eddie Knockgrass, founder, president, CEO of Progressive Protection, a residential and commercial security and fire company for 19 years. In June of 1997, a commitment to customer service gave him the desire to start his own business. Progressive Protection has installed and services systems for hundreds of homes and businesses in and around Central Texas, and is also in other major cities across the nation. Progressive Protection provides quality equipment and technical service for security, fire, access control, audio-visual, video surveillance, and home automation systems. He is a member of the National Fire Protection Association, member of the National Rifle Association. What level?
I'm not really sure. Just whatever that annual commitment gets you.
Okay. He's past president of BNI, which is Business Networking International in Temple, volunteers in the Alzheimer's Texas Association. Eddie and his wife and business partner, Patsy, who I know very well, live on Lake Belton, where they enjoy spending time on the lake with friends and family. You never asked me, Eddie.
Well, you live too far away. We'll have to change that.
And making an occasional road trip. Members of the Vista Community Church in Temple, Texas, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. I'll tell you what, Eddie, you've been taking care of me for, almost 15 years now, right?
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
And you know, I would have said probably about 7.
I would have said time is showing it on me, but it's not. It's maybe showing it on you. No, dude.
I think we're both getting a little grayer.
No, I've been in business for 16 years, and I've had to have security systems in there from the beginning. And
I think we actually talked before you opened up.
We talked about the house, too.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about the house before you opened up. So
okay, you got all sorts of little doodads. Look, I've got special needs. You all know that. But I got special needs and requirements when it comes to my personal security and my business security. And I talked to Eddie, and I said, Eddie, this is what I need. This is what I want. He goes, well, I got something for that. It's no problem.
Absolutely.
So is there anything you want to say in the opening here before we start getting into question and answers and thought processes?
Are people going to be calling in?
No.
While we're talking?
Not here on the show. It's too difficult.
Okay. You know, I could talk for hours on what we do. So I want to make sure that we're answering questions. I really don't want this to be a commercial for Progressive.
Well, then I'll tell you what, then. So I've got a list of questions here from people that were sending in from email and things.
Yeah, I had sent out some posts on our Facebook page, and a lot of them are our customers. Some of them are just personal friends and family members. I asked them what kind of questions did they have in mind. What did they think would be helpful?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask my IT guy. If I promote, send me a Facebook message or something with a question, right? Can we do that? If you got questions for Eddie when it comes to security, send us a post. Go to the Facebook page, write up your question, and we'll read it off here, and Eddie can answer for you. But let's start with this. What's the deal? And I'm wondering, this must be a big thing because I don't see it out in the country. But yeah. What's the deal with security people knocking on my door, especially during the summer?
Well, that's very interesting. It's a major trend we've seen probably the last 6 years. There's some national companies that are based out of state that, and actually there's people here locally that do it as well. But during the summer, there's a lot of people that aren't in college. They got a summer break, and so these different organizations will hire them, bring them in, and just set them loose on the neighborhoods in the area.
So it has nothing to do with because of summer and people are going on vacation, protect your home. It has to do with this is a great time for a sales force to go out there and get more business. Is that what it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got college kids wanting to make some money. They send them out, set them loose.
I guess there's pros and cons to that. One, the con is you get knocked on the door by somebody you don't know, but the pro is you get introduced to the concept of security that you may never even thought about before, right?
Yeah, I've never really thought about it from the standpoint. I just kind of operate under the assumption that everybody has a concern about security and giving it some thought.
I don't know, because I was just going to ask you. I'm thinking a lot of people that I know of buy a gun after something happens.
Sure.
So I can only assume they get a security system after something happens. That's compared to me. I'm going into a business, and I know it's a potential risk here. I want security going in from the get-go.
Sure.
So do you see that as a trend where people get security systems after they've been broken into?
Well, that's always been a trend. When I started almost 19 years ago, the vast majority of our calls were after an event happened. There were very few people who were being proactive.
And you know what's funny about that? How often do you think you're going to get invaded in your home?
Sure, you always think it's going to happen to somebody else.
Somebody else. So then when it does happen, the odds of it happening again are probably going to be very slim, depending on what area you're in, okay? But you just happen to be hit that one time, you get the security. Get it before it happens,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because a lot of people that we do work with that have been broken into, like you say, what's the likelihood of it happening again? Probably pretty slim in the immediate, future.
Probably.
But, when people have someone get into their house, very rarely when I go after the fact and meet with somebody, very rarely do I see people who are upset because they lost their TV or they lost their stereo or they lost their iPad. What I see is they've lost their self-confidence and their peace of mind in their castle, in their home. So it's very rarely is it the stuff that they lost that's the big
now,
deal.
Let me tell you something. I had a break-in in my place with your security system, and your security system did the job.
Right.
However, I didn't get there quick enough.
Sure.
Okay? And so because I didn't get there quick enough until the perpetrators were caught, just like you said, you start thinking, man, and you can't sleep at night, and you're thinking that twig snap that wasn't normal, and you just look like, but your security system alerted me. It alerted the police. Mm-hmm. They called me up. They said this. They did that. And I did what it was supposed to do. I just didn't return that.
I understand.
All right. Let's go to this other question. Does light around my property keep me safe?
Anytime you have light, it's going to most likely keep somebody from messing with you. The people who are breaking into homes and businesses, they're looking for easy targets. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be identified. So as they're driving down the road or walking down the road, they're going to look for that place that's the easy mark. So you know, if you have lights around your house, they're probably going to look to your neighbor who perhaps doesn't have lighting.
Well, let me ask you this. You've got people who have the lights that are action motion sensors.
Mm-hmm.
What's better where, let's say you got a perpetrator coming up and then the light turns on, or they see the light on already? Should you keep your lights on all the time? That's an electric bill right there.
Sure.
Or do you do the sensor motion detector?
Well,
which in your
you know, that's one thing in the security realm. Everybody has their own conception and their own ideas of what's best. All I can tell you is what I choose to do around my house. I do have motion lights, but they are on all the time at a low level. So I always have lights around my house. People are always going to see that they're going to be, they can't walk up to my house in the dark. But as they get closer and the motion detector picks them up, then the light intensifies greatly.
Okay, so you're conserving energy.
Now it's like a spotlight.
There you go, yep. I got you. Okay, that sounds good. Let's see here. Are more people installing cameras for their homes?
Absolutely. Camera equipment's getting less expensive, getting... The capabilities of the cameras are just improving dramatically. Sometimes I go and look at, today, I go and look at somebody's system that we installed 12 years ago, and it's almost embarrassing what we thought was acceptable 12 years ago compared to what we do today. So it's kind of like computers. You know, I can go out, the last five computers that I bought probably all cost me about the same amount of money. If I bought one 10 years ago, I think I spent about $2,000 on it. As the years go by and I replace them, I still find I'm spending about the same amount of money, but I'm getting a lot more capability, a lot more technology.
Well, I'll tell you
so
what,
we're seeing the same thing with security systems.
I've got low-grade cameras, mm-hmm. just like you said, you get them years ago, but they still work.
Well, hey, I can help you with that.
Yeah, I know you can. We'll talk about that later. But what's nice about it is if I hear that bump in the night, I'm like, camera's on, and it gives me the heads up. And I read this either last week or the week before about an NRA story, the armed citizen. The guy heard a bump in the night, checked his surveillance cameras, and said, no, something ain't right here. It gives you the edge. It gives you the jump.
Absolutely.
And even if you're not there, at least records to see who it was, what got taken, how they got in. Maybe you can figure out a way to protect yourself even better, right?
Absolutely.
Is there different grades of camera, different concepts like infrared?
All kinds of different strategies.
Why would somebody want an infrared camera?
Well, I think every camera that we have installed on the outside of a building, whether it's a home or a business, every one of them in the last 5 years have had infrared. If you don't have infrared, then a regular camera isn't going to see very well in the dark or the low light. So infrared is going to, it still doesn't look as good as when you have good bright daylight, but it gives you usable video and it's invisible light. So the burglar may think they're not being seen, but you can get a very, very good, clear image of them.
And I'm assuming if you're home and something trips, it'll send off an alarm. You got all these different ways of setting off alarms.
Yeah, we can tie camera systems into alarm systems. Our strategy is usually to keep them separate. We put in a camera system that operates on its own, security system that operates on its own, and then sometimes we integrate them together. Something that we're seeing a lot more requests for these days. As you know, we've always been big alarm verification people. Ever since I opened up, we've done audio verification, two-way voice, so we could hear what's happening inside a home or a business the alarm happens.
Very important.
And so that way, when we call law enforcement, we're able to give them enough information to help them realize this is a real event. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what the statistics are, but the normal alarm system that comes in without alarm verification, either through audio or video, most of the time the police show up or law enforcement shows up and there's nothing going on. Unfortunately, there's a lot of false alarms. So we realized that when we opened up, we used two-way voice to listen in. If we hear an intruder in there, we give the law enforcement folks that extra information so that they can get excited about responding, getting out there very quickly. Now, a very new trend that we're starting to see is people want to do video verification. So we actually, when your alarm goes off at your house, we can, our operators.
Is that what we're talking about here, where people have installed cameras in the home more now than in the past? Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely, absolutely. With systems being more affordable and the video being really usable now because we can get really good pictures, We tie those in with video verification. Now we're not just telling the police that we heard somebody in the building, which that gets them interested in getting out there very quickly. But when we can tell them that we've verified through video, there's a bad guy in the house. And we're going to get them out there very, very quickly.
Let me ask you something. Do you think, in your opinion, the visible camera is more effective, or is it the one that you can't see? Now, there's two ways to look at it. The one you can't see, you get to see a real and true intent from somebody, what they're doing. But the visible camera, my impression, you might think you can dodge it. Give me an impression of it.
There again, I don't think there's anybody who can say one way is better than another. There's certain applications where you might want to hide a camera. My personal thought is I want to deter an event. So if I have a camera that's visible, perhaps somebody's going to see that and decide to not even try anything at my property. So the flip side of that coin is if I hide a camera, then I don't care. I'm allowing them to come in and perpetrate something that I really don't want them to do, and I'm getting a picture of them doing it. To me, that's just not a really good strategy.
I'll tell you, as a tactical operator here, I'm always looking for the advantage. In my opinion is this. I want a system that wakes me up and tells me something that's going on without them knowing an alarm went off. And I'll tell you why. If an alarm goes off, in my opinion, they know somebody's on the way. And so if I'm going down to, let's say, my shop, and the alarm's off, and they know I'm coming, I'm thinking, okay, where in the bush are they hiding? Mm-hmm. But if I know they're there, and they think they're, you know, nice and peacefully stealing my stuff, and I come down, I can say, hey, no, we're not going to do that. Right. But I got the drop on them. So, I mean, I guess it depends on how you do it.
Can I cover the other side of that coin?
No.
Okay, so the other side of that argument is, I have my family in the house, the alarm goes off. Do I want that to be audible and scare this person away before they come and cause harm and danger to my family?
Well, let me flip the coin again. I agree with you there because that's home base. I am there. I'm talking about if I had a ghost about it. This is just my personal thoughts.
Sure, yeah.
If I'm at one location, point A, and I got to go to point B, I don't want somebody to know I'm coming. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion because they may get to jump on me. But if I'm in my home and that's point A and you're coming to me, I totally agree.
Well, and you just pointed out something that's really key and something that we focused on ever since the very beginning. You have a different desire for your security than the next person that I talk to.
That's right.
Most people that I talk to aren't capable of what you're capable of. And so that's part of what we do. So we meet with each person. A big part of it is just sitting down and talking to them and find out what their thought, what their desire, and what strategy is going to be best for them. Now, I always give them, just like right now, I'm giving you some other things to think about, but I can't really tell you what you need to do. I can just give you some ideas.
Oh, sure. That's all you do.
You tell me what's going to be the most appropriate for you, and we'll design a system based on that. I'm not going to design a system based on what I think you should have. I'm going to design a system that's going to do what you tell me you
that's
want
right.
it to do.
Now, we've got a couple minutes. Everybody, if you want to write in a question real fast, and it comes in pretty quick, we'll ask it on the air. If not, go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page, write it in there. Now, Eddie, we've got another question here. I don't know if we've already touched on.
Before you go to the next question,
yes, sir.
Can I go back to your first question? That was the people knocking on doors during the summer.
Yeah.
I think, based on who I talk to, a lot of people experience this. If you live in a neighborhood, it's different than if you live out in the country like you do. But folks who live in a neighborhood, they are oftentimes getting their doors knocked. I would just caution anybody, if somebody's coming and knocking on your door, this probably isn't the best scenario for you to choose somebody to protect your home and your family. This guy's a college kid a lot of times. He's working during this summer as a security salesperson. What's he going to do when he goes back to school? Is he going to be back next summer? Is his company even based in this area? I mean, literally, we see people come from Utah,
so what's your bottom
North
line
Dakota,
is,
South Dakota, they come here.
Here and established like you.
I'm probably biased on this, but
I agree with your statement.
We're talking security for your home and your family. You want somebody, I always tell people, get somebody you can work with, that you know where their office is, you can go and let them know if you're having trouble. Very, very difficult if you're dealing with somebody that came here from North Dakota.
I got to say something, okay?
Okay.
Eddie's business is called Progressive Protection. I am aggressive protection.
Yes. And extremely aggressive protection.
And I've been dealing with Eddie for a long time, and he knows I can get very aggressive because I'm just like one of those aggressive kind of guys. And Eddie is just calm, stays flat-lined with me. He strokes me and says, it's okay, Matt, it's okay. Yeah. We're going to take care of you. So he's a great guy. He's been around for a long time. He knows what he's doing, and he's calm. Okay, he'll answer all your questions. Limited budget. Everybody's talking about that. Limited budget, what's the most important step to take to protect your property?
Oh, that's a really good question. It depends on what limited means. If these guys that come around knocking on your doors in the neighborhoods, they're usually talking about free installation, $99 installation. You know, for somebody, if they don't have money in the bank and, you know, budget's really, really tight, that may be a really good option for them. You know, for those of us who've been around a little while longer, we have higher expectations of the companies that we work with, whether it's, you know, whatever we're buying, we're probably not buying the cheapest. So if I had to spend money on securing my home, I would definitely look at getting detection system or detection sensors on my doors and a motion detector or two inside. And it can be very, very basic, and it's going to protect against 99% of the break-ins that I see as I go out here in the neighborhood.
Eddie, we're running out of time. Okay. I want to bring up a point. Okay. I may be old school, but you got to understand my way
of
thinking.
You old school?
Shut up. Look, I'm a businessman.
Sure.
And I'm in a vulnerable business. I may be one of those types of businesses that people like to take things from. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If for some reason, which it doesn't happen very often, I may get the drop on me, okay? I had a watch.
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine either, but could happen. But I like the system. I don't know if you guys still have it, but let's tell the people out there, if we do have it, there's different ways to carve this type of security for yourself. The wristband watch that can activate an alarm. Let me tell you, sounds funny, the Dick Tracy watch, but I'm telling you. Let's say the guy comes in, he gets the drop on me, I'm like, okay. And I'm wearing a watch anyway, but my watch is set to my alarm. I press a button or two, boom, it activates. You got two-way communication going to protect it. Don't you still have those?
Absolutely.
I think that is freaking awesome, especially for a woman, because, you know, she's going to want to be compliant most likely. I'm not demeaning women. I'm just saying I'm always very concerned about the women. Just do what they say in the sense, but while you're doing what they say, tell us about the watch.
Sure. Well, you know, I'd actually forgotten about the watch. I haven't had anybody look for those. We have
leave
a lot
it,
of different.
Leave it to me, man. Leave it to
yeah,
me.
you said you're old school, and you're right. That's pretty old school. It looks basically like a Timex watch. And it tells time, works perfectly. But on your mode buttons, you can push them, hold them down, and that's going to call for. We can program it for different things. It could turn on a siren if
and
we
I've
want.
Got mine, everybody. It works just fine. Okay? It's pretty
absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely. But there again, we customize it. Sometimes we want that to be an audible alarm that the wife is going to use. If she's in the house, she hears something that really spooks her. By pushing that button, can turn on the sirens, and if somebody was on the outside of the house, then they're probably going to go ahead and leave before they ever do come in. That's one of the advantages of an audible alarm versus a silent alarm.
Right.
Now, in place of business, perhaps you want to have the watch on you, so that if somebody comes in and starts robbing you, you can activate it. We'd program it differently. We'd have that to be a silent alarm.
I consider the watch as a fail-safe. When everything else fails, then
absolutely.
It's my last, just like the pocket knife.
Absolutely. So, well, yeah. And we have other remote devices. We have key fobs that look like car alarms.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they can be on your key ring. You can push those buttons to call for police, fire, medical emergency.
My thing about that is, I know if I'm a bad guy, I'm watching your hands. Okay?
Sure.
And if I see something funny, but if I see you crossing your hands, you got your watch on,
absolutely.
And push of a button, nobody's going to see that. So anyway,
absolutely.
Think about that too. All right, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way to look at your products, talk to you, so on and so forth?
And the best way to get in touch with us is actually the old school way. Pick up the phone,
really?
Give us a call.
Old,
absolutely.
Old school, huh?
We like to talk to people. I actually like to go out. I meet with probably 95% of our new customers. I want to meet with them personally and find out exactly what's needed to be done. So if you call 254-933-9025, 254-933-9025. If you're not in the Temple or Belton area, the 800 number is 800-961-3345. Look at us on Facebook, Progressive Protection. On Facebook, and then we also have our website, which is www.ppprotection.com. That's protection with three P's, .com.
PPP, okay.
PPprotection.com.
Very good. All right. Well, Eddie, is there any last things before we wrap this up here? Because I'm going to close up the show in just a couple minutes here.
Oh, just give us a call. We'd love to come out and meet with you. There's no charge. And we'd love to make, you know, we meet new people, make new friends, and see what we can do to help you out.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming out, Eddie. It's great talking to you.
Good to be
here. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Knotgrass, Progressive Protection. Give him a call. Check it out. Lots of things you can do to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
I think what we're going to do now, I got a couple minutes left. I've got a a what the heck moment here that I want to read to you. And it's called Prison Houdini Seeks Release After 36 Years. I just thought this was kind of funny. This is from Tallahassee, Florida. If all went well, a man who has spent 36 years in prison for stealing his own tools would have been paroled on Wednesday. Hey, buddy, what's going on? Hey, so good. Instead, Mark DeFries must spend at least 6 more months in prison to prepare himself for freedom. DeFries was just a teenager when he stole the mechanic's tools his late father had given to him before the will was read. His burglary conviction resulted in a virtual life sentence after repeating prison escapes. Florida's parole commission gave him a break in 2014 and ordered his parole once. Once he completes pre-release programs. They even had him transferred to Oregon to be close to his wife. And Oregon prison officials misread his file and classified him as a lifer ineligible for release. The police lawyers urged him to remain neutral. They're stealing tools that are going to be given to you anyway. Basically, I just thought that was crazy. Okay, I got about 2 more minutes here. Another one I want to read. Anyway, I'll tell you what, I'm just giving you a recap of all the things that are happening in Aaron's Gun Shop. We've got a lot of classes going on. Next Friday, July 8th, is our shoot-off competition. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, check it out, and you see the picture of what's going to be going there. We've got the Taurus Curve community. And July 9th, we've got a live remote interview gun show. That will be great for the Extra Girl Event Center. July 16th, we'll have a live remote right at the radio station in Cameron, KMIL there, the Ranch 105.1 FM. We'll be outside there. Want to meet everybody, make sure to plan it. Come on out and check us out. We've got some posters and some calendars. We've got some popular. Same day, July 16th, right after that, we're going to have a license to carry class at 2 o'clock at the gun shop and facilities. July 17th, I'm going to have a free gun familiarization seminar. So if you want to learn about your gun, how it works, and safety procedures, how to handle it, how it functions, all that kind of stuff, we have a free class on that. But you can sign up. And if you sign up, I'm going to get your name and phone number. If you don't show up, I'm going to call you and hound you and give you to a whole bunch of telemarketers to hunch you down. I'm going to give that to somebody else who wants it. So if you say you're going to show up, I'm going to give it. July 24th. Home and self-defense training seminar. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page and you can sign up there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first show here for 2 hours, legitimately for 2 hours here at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. You can come on out and check it out. A lot of stuff going on here. A lot of people, a lot of things, a lot of stuff. And I can't tell you how much you've enjoyed it. Please go to our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Give us positive feedback. Let's get the numbers up. Let's bring 500. We're growing here, we're going fast, so we can help us out, okay? Don't forget to check out all our sponsors, WRPSales.com, Cross Eyed Bull, and ANC Firearms and Nine Hitters. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, keep the powder dry, God bless.